Justin Wayne.
Welcome to the second half of the show. That is a band that is no longer with us. However, I know that some of them are gathering their forces again to build another band. That is Zelinsky, and that is Apology of the Feminine, which I think you probably can only hear now on the Justin Wayne Show, because I love those songs. They're so fantastic. And we will play, when any of those guys put out some new music, we will play it, because they were just a fantastic band, and loved them. And we're still continuing with the songs that have been submitted by Billy. If you listen to the first half of the show, if you haven't yet, there is a bunch of stuff. Billy wrote some very nice things about us, and I read those on the first half of the show. What I haven't mentioned yet is the t-shirts are available now, so make sure you go grab your t-shirt if you would like one of the Justin Wayne Show. It is justinwayneshow.com/store. There are four options, and next month we're going to be adding something else to the merch table. So if you have an idea of what you might like, I have a couple of ideas, but I'm definitely taking suggestions of things you might like, whether that be mugs or buttons, what they call badges in the UK, do you know that? And anything else like that, really. Bugs, badges, whatever. What else could we do? Ladies' underwear, hoodies, whatever you're looking for that has the Just the Wayne Show logo on it, let me know, and we'll offer that up next month. We're adding one new thing each month, so do keep an eye on the store. If you're interested in buying something, we'll add what you want. It's all about you. JustinWayneShow.com. The next tune, also picked by Billy, is from a band we interviewed a little while ago. If you head over to JustinWayneShow.com and type in Junebug, you will find many shows with their songs on it, including the interview we did with them. I believe it was a little while ago, but last autumn. But this is from their album. This is the title track off their new album that is out now. JunebugMusic.com is where you can find them. We're going to hear from the boys right before we play this, but it is the title track off their album, Modern Day Fairy Tales, here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Hey, this is Johnny, and we're from Junebug, and you can hear us on the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio. Be there. Wah, 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 wah.
Once again, that is Junebug. Modern Day Fairy Tales is the album, a fantastic album of all their sort of songs that they were touring with and playing to their fans, but didn't have an album yet. And so that's where that is, Modern Day Fairy Tales. It's JunebugMusic.com. And a big thanks to Billy as we continue on with his selections for this week's show. Just great. Curated a great show, I have to say. The next couple of tracks, the reason why I'm jumping in here is because we're going to switch sort of genres just a little bit. We're going to slow it down and play some acoustic music for a couple of tracks, because he has picked some of the Justin Wayne Show's golden eggs or golden Easter eggs. I guess it's near Easter, isn't it? Could call them Easter eggs. But just fantastic tracks that have passed through the Justin Wayne Show in the last few years. Some of these have won awards, Justin Wayne Show awards. And we're going to start off with a tune from a band who has just done... We're going to start off with a tune from a man who has been to the Church of Steve Honest, and which is where this particular track is from. This is from Bands in the Basement, before we moved to Steve Honest's church. This is a great track. It's called Dragging Heels Through Bexley's Battlefields, to a man called Robert Batley at robertbatley.com, who is turning 30 very soon. So head over to robertbatley.com and leave a little comment and say a happy birthday to Rob, and maybe buy a track or two from him, because you can do all that stuff on robertbatley.com. I know the guy who built the website. It might have been me. Right. Once again, Robert Batley, Dragging Heels Through Bexley's Battlefields, another fantastic selection from our super fan, Billy, here on Billy's Show. It's JustinWayneShow.com.
I tell Corinne for summer skirts in playful winds, landing blows that leave her dress breathless and torn her with endearing recklessness. My love for her is real. Dragging heels through Bexley's battlefield, clock tower is crumbling down where snipers sit the bow out, tagging their names onto the brick walls. The shifting clouds pull shapes around a dead sky. Brake lights shine from the road where alloyed cars go racing past, St. George's flags dragged upon their windows. Change from summer's rage lines the streets with leaves again. Dirty dancing across the Broadway, mixing with kids whose lips lead them astray. They anxiously bay and went to count their lucky stars to find that some of them had been misplaced. Cover police cars sit on yellow lines and scout the kids, clawing away at the bus stops. Corinne and me walk nervously through the crossfire. She pulls my arm in tight. Freewheeling star we stumble by, and I pray to God one day that she'll be mine. Left her coat at home tonight and shivers in the fading light, hunching her shoulders to the heavens. I take a chance and place my coat around her, and she lays the softest kiss on my cheek and playfully then states to me, "Mister, you know this doesn't mean a thing. Her eyes could shoot a moonlight through, and though I'm sure she always knew, I never told her how I fell for her, as I joked about her love for all things green. I think this made her mad. She crossed her arms and threw my jacket back. Began to fall as we ducked into a shopping door. The Broadway kids retreated to their trenches. Finally, she and I remained. But whilst our eyes were watching, God, the ground beneath our feet, it broke away. I leaned and watched us from the door. She stepped into the bustling storm, started to dance between the raindrops. Who knew an angel's grace could be so fair? My love for her is real. Still dragging hills through Bexley's battlefield.
This is Recharged Radio.
Thank you.
smiley smiles through caramel eyes. And to my head and to my toes, I don't want to know if she has to go. If she doesn't, I will follow to the street down below. And to the wind and lashing rain, she calls his name is still the same. But as I turn to go, my love, walking away, oh love, oh love, what can I say? Began treading on quicksand. You made your mind to go. How was I to know? Wouldn't make a stand. And every word was no to this and no to that. I don't want to live another day like that. And so I tried spelling out goodbye. At least I did in my mind. My love, walking away. Oh la, oh la. What can I say to make you change your mind? We began treading on quicksand. You made your mind to go. How was I to know you wouldn't make a stand? And every word was my love, walking away. Oh, love, oh, love, what can I say to make you change your mind? Your mind.
People's Choice Award for the 2009 Justin Wayne Show Birthday Best Awards. We didn't do one this year, and the wife was upset with me, and I'm sure that there are other people upset with me out there in radio land. So we will get together some sort of awards show in the next month or two. So don't worry. We need to give away some awards because the Justin Wayne Show's awards are highly coveted and very shiny in their non-existence. Well, we've never given away statues or anything, but maybe we should. Maybe we should do that. Are there any sponsors out there that want to sponsor some Justin Wayne Show statues to give away to artists? If there is, let me know. JustinRechargeRadio.com. And if you have any bands you want to put forward for the Justin Wayne Show Birthday Best Awards, let me know as well via that route. Or just head over to JustinWayneShow.com. You can find a way to contact me there. I'm also on Twitter, if I was German. It's Justin Wayne Show. It's on Twitter, at Justin Wayne Show, or twitter.com/JustinWayneShow, or Facebook, or those types of places. One thing I should tell you is I don't answer my MySpace email anymore. So if you email me on MySpace, I don't answer it, and I apologize for that. I just don't have the time to mess with it. So if you find me on MySpace, please email me, justin@rechargeradio.com, or head over to the website, thejustinwayneshow.com. There are links to all that stuff on the MySpace page, so hopefully people sort of figure that out. But if you've been listening and you've been trying to contact me on the MySpace page, just use a different way, and I will say sorry and send you things if that's been the case. So we'll sort that out. Don't worry. Anyway, let's continue on with Billy's selections, or we should tell you what we did. Just play. You just heard from Orla. You just heard Yespa. Sorry. that's spelled J-E-S-P-A off their first EP, which you can still buy, which you can buy at jespa.co.uk. That's Orla. That was the People's Choice Award for this for 2009. Fantastic song. And the album and artist of the year that same year was Natasha Davies Giggle, which you heard before that gorgeous piano song that she does. And she is at natashadavies.co.uk. You can find out more about her there. The album is out now. It wasn't when we were playing that before, when it won, but it's out now, so go check that out. Let's hear from a band who's, I have video of them from their single launch for the A-side to this track that we're going to play, which was called Hot Phone, and this is the other song. This is a great tune. It's called She's My Food. They are the Little Philistines, and you can find them at myspace.com/thelittle. Once again, She's My Food, another track. It's The Billy Show on the JustaWayneShow.com. I said that last time as well, not The Justin Wayne Show. It's The Justin Wayne Show on Recharged Radio at rechargedradio.com. Should we say that? They both work.
Needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
All on my own, long drive home is all I get. Tight-lipped smile, but all the while I know the truth. The teary eye, long goodbye, I yearn to stay. The whispered word you never heard, not now. Nothing. How do you sleep? How do you sleep at night? Don't you know that I'm the one? I'm the one who loves you. How do you sleep? Makes me weep. Weep at the thought of you. Watching wild my heart aches.
it's come to this, the painful kiss, the best I get. The passion strong lingers on and on and on and on. And don't you know the wound so deep, but it will keep. You know I wear, you know I wear it well, that loving touch. Not as such, it makes me die. How do you sleep? How do you sleep at night? Don't you know that I'm the one who loves you? How do you sleep? Makes me weave, weave with the thought of you watching wild. Watching while my heart breaks. How do you sleep at night? Don't you know that I'm the one who loves you? I wish you'd know me when I was alive. Oh, I was a funny fella. Oh, how do you sleep? Makes me weep. The thought of you watching a while my, watching a while my heart, my heart, my heart breaks. How do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you sleep? How do you sleep?
Yes, and that is from the new recording on the vinyl project for Nick Tan, nicktan.co.uk. You can contribute and you get, you contribute 10 quid. And you can, you get to have one of the LPs. He sends you the LP. Well, once it's printed, he sends you the LP as well as right away he sends you the MP3s and a CD and a some other acronym for some other thing. But yeah, fantastic music from Nick. Just really excited about that those new recordings because they're fantastic. I sent the wife along because I couldn't go. So back there in the clapping there is Jamie. She's in there clapping along to Nick because they did a they had a super exclusive audience for the recording of those vinyl tracks that Nick is going to have pressed into vinyl and sent out to me and Jamie and anyone else who wants to be a part of it. Head over to nicktan.co.uk and make sure you contribute your 10 quid and you will be on the list to get your exclusive limited version of that particular LP and the MP3s and the EP. And I'm sure he'll send, he sends you other things as well. He just sent me a whole pile of stuff for helping out with that. So that was really exciting. Great stuff. And I have buttons of Nick. If you want a Nick Tan button slash badge, email me, justin@rechargeradio.com. We'll sort you out. Got it? Good. We have one more track from Billy's List. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm lying to you. That's it. That is the end of Billy's List. Of just over an hour's worth of music. It's obviously tailed off into the second hour of the show. And I've wanted to talk to you for a long time about people called also called Justin Wayne because I have one of these Google alerts that tells me when Justin Wayne appears on the web. And most of the alerts for Justin Wayne particularly are Justin Wayne something. So it's Justin Wayne, you know, last and then their surname. Caught for lots of horrible things and deeds and, you know, murdering people and assaulting people and stealing things, stealing cars was one I've seen recently. And what I'm going to start doing, we're going to start having a bad Justin Wayne feature. And we're going to feature some of these, police reports of Justin Wayne's around the world that are soiling my name and spoiling it for the rest of the world, which is really a shame and sad. But you know, I think they're Some of them are actually kind of funny to read. Not unlike the Bozeman police reports. If you've ever read the Bozeman police reports from Bozeman, Montana, they're so funny. So we'll find the funny ones. If you ever see one that's a funny one, send it to justin@rechargeradio.com or stick it on the Facebook page or something. That'd be really fun. For those of you who haven't liked the Facebook page, if you just go to Facebook and type in, it's just facebook.com/thejustinwayneshow, you'll find the page. Give us a like, would you? That'd be super. But yes, let's hear from a band that has just played. They played with a band from the States, actually, and whose name escapes me at this particular moment in time. I do apologize, but these guys are fantastic. I've been chatting with the guitarist who's in a couple of different bands he's in a couple of different bands. And this particular project is very exciting. We're very excited to hear tunes coming from them. This is called, the band is called Black Tooth. I don't even think they have a website up yet, but they will very soon. Putting out some new stuff. Fantastic music coming from these guys. Very Led Zeppelin-y. I'm sure you can draw your own conclusions and make your own, decide for yourself whether you like it or not. Once again, it's Black Tooth. Brand new London band. This is a tune called Elsie.
Yeah. I'll tell the captain you're in charge. We'll take pictures of the modern arts. I'll tell the captain you're in charge. We'll take pictures of the
modern arts.
I'll tell the captain you're in charge.
We'll take pictures of the
Love Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings.
Then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven.
Not controlled!
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
Hello, friends. This is David Frazzle again. The Starwood, in conjunction with Arthur van Blomberg and Fox Hunt Productions, are proud to present this weekend, for one weekend only, May 31st through June 2nd, in their premier Southern California performance, the Sensational Sales Brothers, featuring the fabulous Blu-ray Orchestra, Hot and Cold Running Soul, Three Big Nights, Yowza, Yowza, all located at the Starwood, 8151 Santa Monica Boulevard, in the heart of Hollywood. Advance tickets on sale at the box office, diagonally across from Pioneer Duck. Turkey. A chicken?
Thank you.
Oh, man. I remember when we first played that stuff. I was so excited. I mean, it's just a fantastic story, really. If you head over to, they're the Sales Brothers. If you head to thesalesbrothers.com, you can find out more about them. Just a fantastic story. That was recorded back in, I want to say 1969, but that might not be right. What is it? 1979, sorry. That band right there, those two guys, the Sales Brothers, they played for everybody. They played for so many people, the drummer and the bassist, and they were just this really, really tight rhythm section. They played for so many bands in Los Angeles through the 70s. Lots of soul bands and stuff, and they played with Bowie. They played with a bunch of people, and right before they were about to take over for the sort of the Blues Brothers, and there was a big car accident, and one of their members, one of the brothers, was in a coma and all sorts of crazy stuff for a while, and they just recently, in the last couple of years, dug those recordings out of the closet and have released them, and it's just absolutely fantastic stuff. As you can hear, that was a live track when they played their first gig, one of two gigs that they only got to play, and they played at the Starwood Lounge in Los Angeles in Hollywood. Just great stuff, and really, it's always fun to spin those tracks. And I love that little radio advert that they had as well from going on 30 some years ago now. So great stuff. We have a couple of tunes more to play for you. We're just about out of time. I do want to give a big thanks to Billy once again for providing that fantastic list of tracks. I do look forward to speaking more with him in the coming weeks and months. I'll probably have to send him a shirt, won't I? I will do that. Billy, let me know what size and where I should send your shirt to, and I will send it the least I can do for all you've done for the show. In the last few weeks, in the last few years as well. But I'm sure you've been passing our name around to people and anything like that. We just totally, just this huge big thanks to you and to anyone else and everyone else that has ever passed along our name to someone else. And, you know, either the Justin Wayne Show name or the Recharge Radio name, we really appreciate that. That's what we're all about. It's just fantastic to get that. I mean, that you sending someone to someone else, I mean, people like Spur Simon on Twitter that say things about Recharge Radio and the Justin Wayne Show all the time. You can't buy that kind of advertising, people actually recommending you. It is just gold. And I do really, we do every time it happens, we do super, it's amazing. We really appreciate it. Right. I need to pick a song to play for you. I'm going to pick a song that is sort of, I would say is, you know, gets me through, and it was another one of those compelling songs that I have heard on the show in the last few years that has just been, you know, one of those things that you get sent and you hear it and you're like, oh, man, amazing. This is why I do this. We've interviewed this band, and they're from Iowa. They're extremely inspiring group because they started their own record label when they were getting label offers, and this was back in sort of the early 90s when you probably still could have got a decent record deal, which isn't to say you couldn't now, but it's way, way, way harder at the moment. But these guys have their own record label. It's called Authentic Records, successful record label, based in Des Moines, Iowa, and also in Washington and other places. There's a few offices. If you head over to authenticrecords.com, you can find out more about the record label. The band is called the Nadas, great group, and we're going to hear from their album Almanac, which they recorded in a year. They recorded one song a month, and they did this huge video diary and stuff, so you can check all that out at thenadas.com. And this is a tune that inspired me to track them down, to interview them, and to find out more about them, because they're just an amazing group and huge, absolutely huge in Iowa, which is way cool. What a great place to be huge. Iowa is one of the biggest and best state fairs in the country, and as far as music is concerned, they headline nights. I mean, that's how big they are in Iowa. So, fantastic stuff. Once again, this is the Nadas of their album Almanac, which you can get at thenadas.com. This is the long goodbye. Just to make sure it's Recharge Radio.
It's been a long goodbye. It's all right. It's all right.
creates. Heaven help me then to find my faith in you. Many times I've kissed and cried for this. The good book exists, ends with a twist. It's been a long goodbye. It's alright. Flying off the shelves to you. Gypsies from the start, we knew it all along. But you can have my heart, it's going for a song. To you It's been a long goodbye. It's alright.
Once again, thank you to Billy for curating the show. Thank you to all of the artists ever who've been playing on the Justin Wayne Show and Recharge Radio, because we really just appreciate being able to use, or use, we don't use it. We trade, don't we? We trade promotion, but promotion for promotion. And all of you who have been evangelists of Recharge Radio and the Justin Wayne Show over the years, huge thank you to you. And please do grace yourself. Grace yourself, that's not what I wanted to say at all. Please do, if you're interested, go grab a t-shirt at thejustinwayneshow.com/store. Any of that support for the show is most appreciated, and it's just fantastic stuff that you're all still here after over 3 years of being on the internet, on the airwaves, in your ears. And just thank you to you for listening. If you do nothing else, it's just super to have you listening to the show. Right. So let's play this track now. It's from a band that we don't thank enough on the show that we should. We should play them more because they're absolutely fantastic. And if you didn't know this, they are the theme song for the Justin Wayne Show, which you'll hear at the very end of the show again on the outro. They're called Project. You can find them at myspace.com/projectnorth. That's Project spelled with a K. This is the tune. This is the tune that is the theme song of the Justin Wayne Show, because it's awesome, fantastic, and made Rodrigo de Sá emotional when he first heard it sitting in a shopping mall in Portugal, where he is in the Azores Islands. And you're going to be hearing from him in about 4 or 5 minutes' time at the Island Music Show here at Recharge Radio. This is Ocean Passage. Once again, this is Project on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio. Have a good week. Talk to you next week.
Got my map. sky and we won't be alone. The compass doesn't lie and we won't be alone. The compass doesn't lie. No, the compass doesn't lie. No, the compass doesn't lie.
For independent music, it's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.